This is In the News for March 22, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. First up today, a response to President George W. Bush's latest PR campaign on Iraq from Congressman Dennis J. Kucinich, Democrat of Ohio. He sent out in a press release yesterday, the 21st of March, his title, President's Credibility Gap on Iraq Grows to a Credibility Abyss. President needs to remove rose-colored glasses and see reality in Iraq. It is well past time to bring all our troops home. This, again, is Dateline Washington, March 21st. Congressman Dennis J. Kucinich, Democrat of Ohio, issued the following statement today on President Bush's comments about Iraq during this morning's press conference. This is all a quote. The president's already sizable credibility gap on Iraq has grown to a credibility abyss. The president needs to remove his rose-colored glasses, speak the truth to the American public, and acknowledge the reality of what is going on in Iraq. The president and the neoconservatives who sent us to war are the only ones who cannot or will not acknowledge what everyone else seems to understand. Iraq is locked in a deadly civil war caused by the United States' illegal occupation. Our troops are being asked to do the impossible. They're caught in the crossfire of a civil war. The president must be honest with the American people. Things are going badly in Iraq, and our presence as an occupying force is counterproductive. Congressman Kucinich continues, the president must be honest with the American people. Things are going badly in Iraq, and our presence as an occupying force is counterproductive. Iraq is now a war our own generals say cannot be won by military force alone. The president's latest assessment that Iraq is not engulfed in a civil war can be placed right up there with his administration's other greatest hits, such as mission accomplished, and we will be greeted as liberators. Bring it on, and Iraqi oil will pay for reconstruction. 3 years after the start of the ill-conceived, ill-advised, misguided, and failed Iraq war, this administration still refuses to speak truthfully to the American public. It is time to end the grave misadventure in Iraq and begin the process of bringing all of our troops home from Iraq in a quick and orderly manner. Kucinich finished with, plans exist to bring a peaceful end to the war and bring stability to the region. It is far past time for the administration to implement these plans. End quote. That again is from Congressman Dennis J. Kucinich, Democrat of Ohio. Next up, from the San Francisco Chronicle and taken from commondreams.org, written by John Wildermuth, voter group sues to ban touchscreen system. It's called Vulnerable to Hackers Seeking to Change Results. This is out of California. A group of California voters is challenging Secretary of State Bruce McPherson's approval of a controversial touchscreen voting system the group claims is vulnerable to hackers looking to change election results. The suit, put together by the voting rights group Voter Action, asks a San Francisco Superior Court to nullify February's conditional certification of Diebold Election Systems' AccuVote TSX electronic voting system and ban the purchase or use of the system for the November statewide election. Lowell Finley, co-director of Voter Action, who is an attorney in the case, said, quote, we can't have trustworthy elections with Diebold's voting machines. They are insecure and easily hacked, end quote. The suit also names the 18 California counties, including Alameda and Marin, that use any Diebold system in the last election. A spokeswoman for the Secretary of State said the Diebold machines pose no risk. She said, quote, the Diebold system has passed the most stringent requirements in the nation. This is according to Jennifer Kearns of the Secretary of State's office. We're confident that it can ensure the integrity of the vote on Election Day, end quote. A study earlier this year by computer experts hired by the state found a number of security problems in the Diebold software. They saw the same problems that Finnish computer expert Harry Hursti demonstrated in Florida last year when he showed it was possible to use the computer memory cards to undetectably change the result of an election, even without passwords or special access to the system. You can get more on this, again, from the San Francisco Chronicle, but go to commondreams.org. Again, that's written by John Wildermuth. And finally today, from Reuters, and taken from newstandardnews.net, written by Carlos Andrade, Ecuador calls emergency to quell Indian protests. This is out of Quito, Ecuador. Ecuador declared a state of emergency in five central provinces on Tuesday to try to control renewed protests by thousands of Indians demanding the government quit U.S. free trade talks this week. Interior Minister Felipe Vega announced the measure after Indian peasants intensified blockades on key roads in at least eight highland regions in protests that have cost Ecuador millions in lost commerce since they began last week. Vega told reporters, quote, the president took this decision after exhausting all other options for dialogue. end quote. The state of emergency forbids public gatherings and marches and sets curfews. Troops earlier this week reinforced security along major highways leading into the Capitol. The protests were the latest test for President Alfredo Palacio, a cardiologist with little political backing who says he will not halt the trade negotiations. A strike this month by workers at state company Petroecuador trimmed crude output. Ecuadorian and U.S. officials will meet in Washington on Thursday for the trade talks. Ecuador's Andean neighbors, Colombia and Peru, have already signed deals. Indian protesters fear the trade pact will damage their livelihoods and way of life. Since protests began 9 days ago, indigenous leaders have threatened to take their fight to the capital, but so far, only small groups have reached Quito. Gilberto Tayahua, an Indian leader and organizer, told Reuters after the emergency announcement, quote, "We are going to continue with the protests," end quote. The government declared emergency in the highland provinces of Cotopaxi, Canar, Chimborazo, Imbabura, and parts of Pichincha, where Quito is located. There's more on this, again, through Reuters, but go to newstandardnews.net to get more information on what is going on in Ecuador. This has been In the News for March 22, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We'll talk to you next time.